So we see that our whanaunga Tina Ngata from up the coast there has put out a Give a Little page to raise funds for a mobile vaccination clinic or vaccination, you know, waka. I'm finding that most extraordinary that our community has to go fundraise for something that the, you know, and I know that we're dismantling the DHBs, but for something that the Ministry of Health should pay for. I was just talking to Ngāti Wai a couple of weeks ago. They said that they had to save 5 years to get a van so that they could go to the most remote areas in Ngāti Wai. So we know that we have remote areas. Why the hell isn't MOH paying for these vaccination vans? Why in heaven's name do we have to have a Give a Little page? It's atrocious.
I think that this is one of many decisions that the government has made that makes it clear that they do not prioritise the lives of Māori and Pacifica. I know that when, I mean, they've raised over $120,000 for their van and the staff that they need to do what needs doing, which is to go to every door, have those conversations, give those vaccinations, and just allow our people to make good decisions based on good information with people they trust. The funds that have been allocated to go to Māori providers drop in the bucket to what is needed, especially to get to people in rural areas. And this is happening. So, the Hokianga is doing it. It's going to keep moving.
And so the Māori Health Authority, this is why we're very focused on them, not what they're going to do, obviously, is what the Crown is going to do for the Māori Health Authority to ensure equity. And, of course, equity is not equality. Equity is means funds that that represent the disparities so that we can address those. We're waiting with bated breath to see how the Crown... you know, what the Crown allocates.
Exactly that. We're not sure how it's all going to roll out, but we know that significant funds have to be put in to create, to address those disparities, because what they've done consistently has not, in all their little programs and giving things mighty names, does not address the problem. Significant funding needs to go in. It has to be Māori-led. It has to be community-driven. And I'm just waiting for that Māori Health Authority to come out with the transformational way of looking at how order that is needed.
Thank you very much for that. Now, co-leader James Shaw, he's off to Glasgow for a climate conference. What is he going to say about how Aotearoa NZ is handling the climate issue here? We're not doing very well, are we? You know, overall, in terms of a dedicated strategy and timelines for achievement and milestones to be met, we're not doing very well overall, you know, as a country, and we can't blame COVID, can we?
I think only for a small amount of it can we blame COVID. Climate is not a new issue. And I think it's very fair to say we're nowhere near along as far as we need to be. And there's still many more tough decisions to be made. I'm thankful the announcement was made today about funding going to the Pacific. That is maybe actually closer to what is needed to do the remedial work and supporting local efforts across our Pacific Islands. But some tough decisions have to be made around agriculture. Tough decisions have to be made around intensive dairy farming and transport. And with those, I think when we get there, and I mean, these are talks, you need to be there in person. It's not available to be done online. It's multiple languages, multiple hui, all going on at the same time around the clock. And we're taking a skeleton crew over there. I feel that I don't think necessarily that our reputation has been tarnished. I think that we have to do more to live up to the way that we like to present ourselves in the world.
Absolutely. And also too, will you be accompanying James Shaw?
Oh, I wasn't asked. This is certainly not in my
because component. Then
no, only experts are going with him.
And so who is going to give the Indigenous Māori tangata whenua voice on this climate, at this climate conference?
Oh, really good question, and I do not know the answer to it. I'm really sorry. I do not know which experts are going. I know that there's going to be five, in addition to the ones going from New Zealand, there'll be other ones coming from Europe to join the delegation. But I do not know who's going from here.
I mean, and obviously that is, you know, going to be a point of difference for our country, is that we have a very active, really proactive Māori around the Motu who are doing, you know, small things to really big policy influencing. You know, they're doing the cleanup of their awa, you know, making sure that they have rejuvenation right up to those that influence the policy settings. So it would be incumbent upon Minister Shaw to ensure that that voice is being heard, is it not?
Oh, I think that it's critical that when our country is sending a delegation, I think I, in my mind, that this would be a, this is the government one delegation, and that there would be an iwi one that went alongside that. So I have not, I cannot comment. Not that I can't comment, I don't know. So I'm definitely going to follow
and
that.
That's really telling, Dr. Elizabeth, that is really telling that you can't tell, because that means that there ain't one. That means there is not.
Probably
one.
Not. And if they, I mean, the ones who are going, they are officials. So they are not iwi. They cannot be, by definition, iwi leaders or kaupapa leaders. So, but I don't know who else might be going separately from the government delegation, but I should know that. I'm going to find out.
Yes, well, again, if you don't know, then there isn't one. It's as simple as that. Thank you so very much for joining us. We hope you enjoy your level lockdowns. We we're working really hard. 20,000 plus Māori vaccinated in the weekend. Yeah. Really proud. And, you know, we'll just keep on going.
Kia ora. Super Saturday was amazing. The energy, the buzz. I was down in the Hawke's Bay and being down in Kimberley and just seeing whānau come out with their kaumātua, with their kids, and a big family environment, because private personal messages saying, oh, you can go to a concert, is not what's going to get our people vaccinated. It's saying, this is our whānau. Let's all do this together.